At the bottom of all of our local stories, readers now have the option of submitting feedback. Here's what Beta Day readers had to say about what was making news over the last week, November 26. Contact your primary care providers for non-urgent care urges hospital. This is good to add to your story. I have a family doctor. But he has his answering machine on for calls. And I ask to make an appointment for something that I have noticed. And he never calls back. Or when he does, it's too late and I am feeling better. Or I go see my naturopath, which I am lucky to afford. Because not everyone can afford one. For example, I finally got a hold of my doctor and I have an appointment on December 10th. But unfortunately, having to change my days off work, I have to cancel my appointment and make a new one. But when there is just an answering machine to talk to, it's very difficult. So I leave dates when I am available and hope to hear from my family doctor. So this is probably what is happening to everyone else, I am thinking. And that is why the hospitals are busy. It would be nice to see naturopaths have more access to healthcare, for example, give out x-rays or blood work or notes for sick leave or stress leave. I hope I have explained myself and thank you for reading my letter. Tracy, November 24. Bonfield's new initiative diverts food waste from landfill. I'm a little confused with the numbers. It can process up to 2 liters per cycle. How does 2 liters equate to weight when it will process up to 2 tons of waste in its expected life cycle? Basically, I would like to know how long this thing is expected to last before it is thrown in the pile of waste known as disposable appliances. Common S. Rabash, hailed as true superstar, candidate by party leader, look. I know a lot of readers don't like her and are champing at the bit to send Jeff their 2 cents on the term, superstar. Go ahead and crucify her all you want in private. But the truth is, she's a genuinely concerned and dedicated individual who has her heart in the right place, and is going out on a limb prioritizing a concern most politicians wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, addicts dying. Comments are filtered, but I can just hear the crusty old diehards from the original Peanut crowd taking cheap shots like WWF wrestling fans, massacring her with their psyched-up hand grenades and nuclear-powered torpedoes. CL November 22. Sudbury plans to close 3 RV dump sites. Tourism is an integral aspect of Northern Ontario communities. Anything our communities can do to encourage tourism, RVers and service, we should all be doing just that. Yes, revise and update sewage dumping sites to modern standards. Make it as easy as possible for our tourists to dump and go. Perhaps consider 2 dump drains instead of 1. Some of the old sites have 3-inch dump pipes, when the standard is 4-inch dump drains. If dump sites are closed, RVers may dump their sewage on back roads. It's really difficult to catch RVers dumping on back road ditches at night especially. Let's try our best to accommodate and control where our RV friends dump their sewage. Let's be leaders and think of new and innovative ways to expand and add more services to our dump sites, not close them. Donald B. In this day and age where more people are mobile, it would stand to reason that you'd want to provide as much service as possible so you can reap the economic benefit of the mobile crowd stocking up on supplies while they are on their way through a camper-friendly town. David R. November 20. Why would someone choose a tent over the shelter? Can't even finish reading the article. Talk, talk, talk and more talk. Actions speak louder than words. Set up a bunch of insulated ice huts on an empty lot in the downtown core where the homeless make their home. Just the basics: bed with bedding, electricity for heat and light, table and chair, no running water, outhouse outside. A person "s" home is their castle regardless of the size. Things would go a lot better with integration back into society efforts, giving people their own space rather than warehousing them. The homeless way of life will never go away, just like the rich way of life one "t". At least in places like LA, the homeless can count on decent weather. At least we can provide the northern homeless with non-judgmental winter shelter. David R.